Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, comedian Greg Warren, plus cakes and COVID. You'll hear all that coming up right after this.
Hi, Jess Hooker here.
And I'm Chick McGee. Remember the Off the Air podcast?
I do.
We're back.
What?
That's right. It's on the Bob and Tom VIP section of the Bob and Tom, BobandTom.com.
Yeah.
Just hook yourself up with the VIP and wham, there you've got video of the show in the morning. You've got all the Bob and Tom 24/7 goodies and you get the Off the Air podcast.
Yeah. And you can sign up monthly or you can sign up yearly and save money.
Try it out. And then, of course, you're going to sign up you and your friends for the rest of your life. So do it now.
Yeah. Gift it.
This from El Segundo, California. Lakers forward Meta World Peace, Ron Artest, has been suspended 7 games by the NBA for elbowing James Harden.
So they have to take the piece off of his jersey.
Yeah.
He was ejected from
just
Sunday's
Meta
game,
World.
Of course.
Ron is a good guy. He just has a terrible
anger
problem.
He's a dick on the court,
he
Tom.
He needs to have...
Sorry.
I don't think he can cure...
Yeah, well, go do something else.
Well,
yeah.
Work at the deli. Yeah. That's right. Thank you, Christy. Go to the deli where that type of behavior is accepted.
Oh, yeah. Okay? Oh, all right.
Hello. Welcome to the Meta World Peace Deli, formerly the Ron Artest Deli. How can I help you?
Oh yeah, hi. I think I'll try the ham and cheese sandwich. Now, what kind of cheese is on that?
Look, man, I don't know. It's regular yellow cheese. It's all good. You want the sandwich or not?
Okay, yeah, I'll have that. Oh, and you know what? Can I get that toasted?
Sure, I can toast it for you. I got nothing better to do, right?
What?
Maybe you want me to cut it up in little pieces, feed it to you like a baby, too.
Oh, no!
What the hell, man?
I'm sorry. That's fine. Thank you. Hey, I see you have a lunch combo special. Does that include a drink?
Read the sign, dumbass. Hell yeah, it's included. Here, look. I'll grab a drink. Let me get a drink for you.
Let me give
you your damn drink.
Hey!
There you go, ass. There's your damn drink. You want a pickle?
No, I don't think so.
I got a big-ass deal pickle for you right here, too. I'm going to shove it up.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Before the break, you talked about having made a cake for Taylor Swift's birthday.
You and your children?
Yeah, yes. Some fun
encouraging
to do.
Encouraging this sort of behavior.
Well, I received this tweet about the Taylor Swift cake. This is from Jeff. True confession, when I was maybe 6 to 8 years old, I convinced my mother to bake a cake for every U.S. president's birthday, living or dead, all year long.
This guy's a genius.
Yes!
Is this signed by Dean Metcalf, our
no,
producer?
No, he says, yes, I was an only child, a lonely, nerdy only child. Well, happy holidays, Jeff.
Got cake all the time.
He did get cake all the time.
That's awesome.
You know, it's fun. You get out the pots, the pans, the stuff, and you know, it gives you something to do besides watch
TV. What flavor did you make?
I think it was like mostly sugar, butter, and cream cheese,
okay.
And
all
butter,
right.
And sugar.
Taylor Swift right. Was probably vanilla.
Not at all. Her new album's great.
Is it?
Oh, it's really good. Yeah. So I wouldn't expect you to give it a chance.
Oh, I'll give it a
busy
listen.
Listening to whatever it
this
is.
This exactly maybe. Sounds like you and not giving Taylor Swift a chance.
No,
it sounds
really
like something you do to someone.
I know. Josh has many, many favorites that I've never heard of, but, you know, freedom of music, as Rush said.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
As Rush said, freedom of music, yes.
Josh, I think there's a couple songs that you would actually really like.
There are. I know of a couple Taylor Swift songs that I like. Cool. Yeah.
Just yeah. Well, you got the little girls. They want to have some fun.
Of course. Sure. They're going to love it.
And they're convinced that Taylor's going to see it and say hi.
Nope.
Well, they're in her own way.
Even if she sees it, she'll just... Who cares?
No, not at all. She's great with her fans.
I'd give anything for Taylor Swift to call your daughters and thank you very much for the cake.
Well, you know that's going to happen now.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Let's move on. We have. I'm trying to get an update on this story. We kind of brushed over this pretty quick. The story that coronavirus may be leading some gentlemen to the world of erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
Dr. Dina Grayson told NBC in Chicago, we know that people that have long-term health effects from the virus, some men have long-term issues of ED, erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, because of the vascular ramifications. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow. That's, yikes. All the more, wear the mask. It's hard to have sex wearing a respirator.
Yikes.
No. Your knee's on the hose, Dolores.
Oh.
Dolores. Actually, I was trying to find that thing about, I can't find it again, about the company that mixed up the
I have that.
The ED meds.
Yeah, and the...
and the anti-depression stuff.
Yes. Hold on, give me a second.
There was an actual, an actual recall of this. So if you're...
Here it is. Pharmaceutical distributor Avcare recalled two of its drugs due to a, quote, product mix-up. The company said the erectile dysfunction drug Solidafil was inadvertently packaged together with trazodone tablets. Trazodone is used to treat depression. Unintentional consumption of either drug can pose serious health risks. Mm. The tablets were inadvertently packaged together, and they were bottled by a third-party vendor. I'm not sure if they look the same, but apparently that could be a problem if you're...
Doesn't trazodone sound like something from The Mandalorian?
Yeah.
Landing on trazodone.
I have a friend who gives their dog trazodone because he's so hyper.
Is that an off-label thing, or is that with
it's the veterinarian gave it to him. Yeah.
Because I was saying, most dogs don't need ED drugs.
I let my dog drink beer. That'll settle him right down.
No, trazodone is a depression thing.
Fall right to sleep.
Authority of old E, that dog's out.
Doing right, they like it.
Yeah. Well, this is interesting, Josh, because, I mean, so your antidepressant is confused with your
erectile
dysfunction. Drug. I'll say you won't have to use tears to lubricate anymore when you're self-pleasuring.
Oh my God!
Right, are you talking to me specifically? Or?
I think he is.
I was just stalling. Oh, there we go. I was just stalling, waiting to get hooked up.
Oh, look at that! He's got a crossword puzzle.
Look at
nerd. Comedian
Greg
Warren.
Geek. somebody told Warren that the blue hoodie brings out your eyes.
does it, chick?
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah,
really
we have been joined by comedian Greg Warren. Are you in St. Louis?
I'm in St. Louis. Yeah, I'm at my place.
Is that an actual crossword puzzle on your wall, or are you in front of a green screen with a?
No, that's the that is an actual that's the first New York Times crossword puzzle.
Mm. Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you ever completed it?
I haven't, man. I should, but I'm guessing it's probably pretty easy. I don't know if I'll know some of the references. It was like they did it like right after World War II, or no, after the Japanese bombed Pearl Harbor.
Oh, so there may be some rather insensitive answers.
Yeah, maybe. right.
Some leader of Japan.
Yeah, three letters.
They'll have to change the clue to something you ski down.
I didn't think of that, Tom.
I got the IP. What do you think the first letter here is?
I got T-O-J.
Yikes.
What do you think?
Okay. Greg is a big fan of crossword puzzles, of course. We've talked about that many times. But now you have your album out there. And you're also your video of one of your shows that is available. And we were trying to remember the title. It's I was saying, is it Where the Corn is Green or is it Children of the Corn?
No, I knew what it was called. It was Where the Field Corn Grows.
That's
very nice. Tom was right.
Where the corn is green.
Yeah. Tom's right again.
So that can be viewed on what format?
Amazon Prime. Yeah.
Okay, good to know. Good, and it's family friendly.
Yes. Oh yes, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So you've been cooped up now for many, many months.
Yeah, I have.
It's got to cut into your dating. I mean,
math, yeah, it's really
math problem.
It down.
What's 0 minus 0?
Tom, you're really swinging today.
Anybody get a time on that? How quick did we get to that?
This is amazing.
Have you had any human contact at all?
Yeah, yeah. I've done a couple shows here and there. I see my dad. He's a woodworker, you know? That's his hobby. He's really good. Mm-hmm. He does some really good stuff and cut his finger off the other day.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, this is not the first time this has happened.
Really? Like,
Dad, we can only do this 6 more times.
Oh, gosh.
And so we had to go to the like the urgent care, and they were like, "This is serious. He needs to have hand surgery tonight, or he's going to damage his hand."
Wow!
So we go to this guy. We meet him down at his office. This hand surgeon, and it's kind of late at night. So me and my dad are the only ones in there, and we got to fill out the medical forms, right? Because you know it's a surgery, and he can't write because he's got half a finger, uh-huh. and right. So. I have to fill out the medical stuff. And my dad's got some history. You know, he's 76 and I'm writing it down. I know it. I've been there for a lot of it. It's 3 heart attacks, diabetes, kidney disease, 3 back surgeries. And then we get to the next question. I'm like, Dad, they want to know what medication you're on. He's like, I don't. He goes, just put none. I'm like, I think they're going to get suspicious when they see the 3 heart attacks, diabetes, kidney disease. No, no, this guy's fine. Yep, just 1 multivitamin every day. That's all
we take. I can't say I blame him. Did they sew the finger back on?
Yeah. It was just like he didn't cut it all off, but it's a little shorter than it should be.
Oh, okay. Man.
Hey, man. Oh, man.
Well, yeah.
I've actually rushed someone to the hospital with their thumb in a baggie.
Ugh.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't hitchhike on my street.
Said Griswold.
If you're using a handsaw, remember,
to unknown.
Cut right in the middle of the sawhorses.
Vagabond. That'll show him, yells Griswold.
I put it on ice and did everything.
Go back to the 70s, young man.
So, you got to be careful out there. Well, I'm glad your dad's doing okay.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Did you have to fill out the are you sexually active part of the question?
Hey, no.
Ask your dad that?
No, I don't remember that part.
You should have filled out when they asked for what drugs he's on. You should have just put nothing but Viagra.
yeah, they get
3 a day.
They do, yeah. Wow. He's okay.
Okay, good.
The can surgeon was like a really nice guy, and it was just the 3 of us in there, and my dad wasn't out. So I was talking to the guy the whole time, and I go, hey, man, that's pretty specific. I was like, how many hand surgeons are there in St. Louis? And he goes, there's 3. He goes, there's 4 or 5 guys that dabble in it. I was like, dabble? What? I got to ask you right now, are you dabbling? Because I don't want you dabbling on my dad.
No.
I don't want any toe dipping. I don't want any side hustling. I want to see your W-2 right now, sir. And it better say 99% hand surgery. Yeah. Dabbling is a work verb or a hobby verb, not a work verb. Dabbling is something you do, and you would dabble and say woodworking, and you can see where that gets you. That's 4 fingers.
What was your dad making a present for you for Christmas, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, he's Tom. He's always making something all the time. I'm sitting on a really nice bench for my dining room table that he made me.
Is there a lot of blood on it? Did he sand it off before he lacquered it? I don't want you to feel guilty, Greg, but when I lost my finger, it was on the leg of this chair. I don't know why.
My dad grew up in Long Island. Tom just made him from Mississippi.
I don't know why he would do.
Okay, well, your dad is a famous wrestling coach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Once again, we're speaking with comedian Greg Warren, and Greg's. You can take some time during this holiday season to watch Greg's performance. It's excellent. It's A+.
It's like an hour though.
And it's called. Jeez. It's called Me in the Cornfield. And
yes, Jake, it is an hour.
Man, I mean, that's a lot
very
of time.
Funny.
I'm sorry, it's where the field corn grows.
That's right, not me in the cornfield.
Yeah. Okay, so and just remember, just start type out corn in that thing in your machine. It'll tell you.
Well,
what's
no, type out Greg Warren.
No. There are many, many Greg Warrens. You don't want to do that.
You're going to end up watching Children of the Corn 3.
Yeah.
Have you ever considered going with GREGG?
Oh, triple G.
No, I don't care for it.
Yeah,
no,
sure. No.
I don't care for the extra G, man. It's,
Greg,
okay. Just
wait a minute. It's it's Greg? I thought it was Craig. Are you kidding me?
My dad passed away thinking your name was Craig.
I bet he did.
Hey, how's your buddy Craig doing?
Yeah, how long does he have to do that before you don't even bother correcting
Craig,
him?
Right.
God, man, that Craig Warner's funny. You know him, Greg?
she related to our quarterback.
Oh, man, that's funny.
Greg, so no dating again. Are you cooking a lot at home?
Yeah, quite a bit, man. A lot of baking because it's the holiday season.
Mm. Oh, what you making?
Oh, really? Yeah.
Did you do a birthday cake?
I did pies for Thanksgiving for the first time ever.
Greg, you and I were speaking on the phone, and you said you were going to even make your own crust.
How'd it go?
Made my own crust. I actually bought pumpkins and baked the pumpkins.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really good. I made a sweet potato pie.
So who's eating this food?
My family, you know.
He has a family, Tom.
What,
Tom? Tom, I'm a good baker.
So I was just going to say, when you made that pie, did you ask your dad to put his thumb in it? Oh, I forgot. He doesn't have one for making that bench.
You know what his dad said, though? I ain't putting my thumb in no pie, my son. Ain't no way I'm doing that. Ain't no way in hell. What, you crazy?
Supposed to be 3 G's on Greg.
Chick has made my dad that guy that sings Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
What the hell are you talking about? You hear this guy, Greg Warren? He's funny, Craig.
So of your family, I mean, who is present and accounted for these days? I mean, you have like a brother or something?
I got two brothers. My brother, Devin.
Are they in town?
Yeah, they're in town. My brother Matt, he's got a place actually down in Mississippi with his in-laws.
Okay.
And so the in-laws he's down there.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his people.
Did he give you any grandbabies?
So as far as I can figure, you're sharing those pies with your dad and your other brother. Is that correct?
Yeah, for Thanksgiving, my dad and my brother Devin and my sister-in-law Jara. Yeah, they all.
Jara, what the hell kind of name is that?
What is she? She from Superman comics?
Oh boy, careful.
Jor-El.
Oh, Jara. My Kal-El.
Thanks for calling, Greg.
He's not doing anything right now. He's just sitting there.
Now, when you got on stage recently for the first time in quite some time, did you remember your act?
Yeah, it doesn't take that long. It takes.
you're right back in the middle in the swing of things when you get up there.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, like that first 10 minutes you're wondering and then you get back into it. I did, you know what? Nikki and I, Nikki Glaser and I did a gig a while back.
Name drop.
Yeah.
Well, certainly wasn't in the bedroom, I'll tell you that. About you.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Nikki and I get together every now and then and have coffee outside. And we went and did this gig in Indiana. And I got to tell you, this is the best time I've had during the pandemic. We stopped at a Starbucks, okay? And I don't know if you guys have been to a Starbucks during the pandemic, but they sort of shut the bathrooms. You know, they have like signs up that say you can't go in, and they have like, orange cones up.
Right.
But just so you know, like the staff has to pee somewhere. Like, they're open. You can go in there. You know?
Right, right.
Like, I just walk in and just go in, and by the time you get in there, it's like, base, I'm on base. So, yeah, so I go to the bathroom, right? And I come out, and it's all fine. And Nikki's like, I got to pee. I'm like, just go. She's like, I don't want to get in trouble. She's like, attention. I'm like, you're not going to get in trouble. They're not going to say anything. I went. It's like the airplane. They can't tell you it's okay to get up and go to the bathroom when the seatbelt signs off. But if you go, they're not going to stop you. So finally she just walks, and she walks all the way down to the counter, and she gets like right to the door. And I go, ma'am, you're not supposed to go in there. And then the Starbucks girl goes, he's right, ma'am. You're not supposed to go in there. And she had to turn around and walk all the way back.
You see,
and they wouldn't let her pee.
The problem is, Greg, you go do something like that. No one notices. She does that. And all of a sudden, TMZ is there.
Yeah. It was great, man. It was great. And I didn't think I was going to do it. I didn't honestly plan on doing it. But it, like, she got like 5 steps away, and I was like, oh, I got an idea here. And I was like, Nikki can get sensitive. I don't want to lose a friend over this. And then like with 1 step, I was like, you can make new friends.
Right, yeah.
Well, Greg Warren, once again, it's Children of the Corn 4. No,
no, that's right. It's not.
It's, what is it again?
Children of the Corn 4, The Reaping.
Where the Field Corn Grows.
Yes. Why can't you remember that?
I don't know.
It's tricky.
Have you got
Greg, you look great.
Oh.
Thank you, Christy. So do you.
Thank you.
Hit it.
No, you really do.
Hit it.
Hump.
Oh. Hump.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in an oil-rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.